Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Duke of Small Business at your service. You're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Barker, and Joe is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, and I encourage you to go to his website, joebarker.com. I promise you, you will thank me later, because you'll be able to see some things that Joe's working on that will help you as a CEO in your small business. All the books that Joe's written, Future Edge, and Five Regions of the Future, and don't forget the film, especially the Paradigms film. You try to get your hands on that, you'll enjoy that as very well, very much. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been watching fashion lately, Joel. I'm a little surprised that this has caught your eye. Fashion, you know, I know you're a real clothes horse, Joel. But what's the news on fashion?
Well, what's interesting is this was in New Scientist magazine, so that tells you why I saw it. A group of people, actually three different groups, are trying to finally figure out how to make your clothes fit right the first time. And what they're doing is taking you and measuring you in ways that have never been measured before, and also doing statistical analysis. Example, you know, the Kinect sensors that go along with the Microsoft game. They're using those sensors to take 1.5 million measurements off your body.
Wow.
And plugging it into an algorithm that then says, here's your perfect, bespoke, custom-fitted suit.
Wow.
So that 2 weeks after the measure, 6 weeks after the measure is taken, you get a perfectly fitted suit.
So do they measure you like that, and then they make the suit?
Yeah, they have Chinese tailors who get these amazingly specific measures.
Wow.
And they say they don't even need to refit it.
Is it expensive?
Well, $500 for the cheapest suit, $1,500 for the most expensive suit. That sounds pretty cheap.
If you're a professional, you're working in the business world, you know, $500 is low for a lot of suits, and $1,500. I mean, that's pricey for a lot of people, but there are a lot of $1,500 suits sold every year.
Exactly right.
$1,500. So, what about for the ladies? Is there anything for the ladies?
It will do the same measures, exactly the same thing. So anybody who wants to have, see what's interesting about it, you basically go into a special room and the scanner scans you. And my guess is it sees past the clothing you're wearing, so it gets, you know, exactly the measures of your body. And so there's that question of privacy. Some people say, I don't want that to have happen. But for those who say, I'd like it fit, then you carry those measures with you, and those measures inform what you need, you see, so that there's no case. Now, there's another company.
Kind of like an eye exam, getting the prescription for your eyeglasses.
That's an interesting way to think about it, but exactly right. So go to get somebody else's. But there's also a company out of London that's doing shirts, and they took 200,000 measurements of men's bodies, found that three numbers correlated with their shirt measurements, chest size, waist, and sleeve length, and they have 70 different options on shirts, and one of those will fit you based on the algorithm that they've developed.
And what's going to happen to, if this now becomes the new expectation of men buying shirts, look at how that's going to disrupt companies who don't offer that.
And this is your age of the customer, Jim.
Yeah.
This is exactly what you say in your book. Exactly what you say in the book is all of a sudden the customer says, here are my exact measurements. What have you got?
And those are now their new expectations. They're their minimum expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
And when customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted.
Yep. By the way, when the shirt company went to do Kickstarter, they got all the money they needed and also got 1,000 orders for shirts at $98.
Wow. Well, you know, the reason I ask about the ladies, one thing, my wife would be upset if I didn't. But you know, for women, women will always, you know, if we see a suit on the on the rack, you know, a couple of nips and tucks here and there, it fits. Yep. But women is different, and you know, I say, well, don't you like that? She says, yeah, but it doesn't fit.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's, or I don't like the way it fits, or whatever they, you know, whatever they say, and so I can see, well, this would be a major paradigm shift for women's fashion.
I would agree with you, and I would think that
even more than men,
they're more willing to spend the money even than men.
But they won't want to talk about 1.2 million measurements. They won't like that. They won't like the, all the different.
too many.
They don't like the big numbers there, Joel. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.